This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. I got to tell you, I feel so much better when I talk about my anxiety instead of keeping it bottled up. There's an expression that I first heard from the great researcher and also Zen practitioner Robert Waldinger: never worry alone. Our temptation many times is to keep it bottled up, but the data really show that the people who do the best in life, who live the longest and are the happiest, have strong relationships with people with whom they can talk about whatever's going on in their lives. And for me, therapy is part of that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you might give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happier today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happier. As they say at Amica, empathy is our best policy. Whether you need auto, home, or life insurance, they're ready to help you protect the things that matter most to you. They're a mutual company, customer-owned, in service to you. Amica representatives are here when you need them, and you can take comfort knowing a real person will be there on the phone to take care of you, because the greatest measure of their success is your satisfaction. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. Time for a bonus meditation. We talk a lot on this show about self-compassion. And as I've said before, for many people, this can be a very squishy and annoying and tricky concept. If you struggle with self-compassion, this meditation is for you. Our teacher du jour, La Sarmiento, has a great hack that might be able to get you over the hump. A little bit more about La. They are the guiding teacher of the Insight Meditation Community of Washington's BIPOC and LGBTQIA plus sanghas, and a mentor for the Mindfulness Meditation Teacher Certification Program, and also for Cloud Sangha. They graduated from Spirit Rock Meditation Center's Community Dharma Leader Training Program back in 2012. Here we go now with La Sarmiento.
Hi, this is La. Adulting can be hard sometimes. It's difficult to have compassion for ourselves when we're struggling because we think we should know better. One way to bring compassion to ourselves can be to imagine a younger version of ourselves, that kid who didn't have all the answers. Let's practice with that. Find a posture your body would most enjoy that is both relaxed and alert. Take some fuller breaths as you allow your eyes to close or create a soft gaze downwards. Let your body feel the support of the surface beneath it. Let's do an experiment to help you find compassion for yourself when you're having a hard time. First, bring to mind a difficult situation in your life that brings up feelings of not being seen or heard, or that has you doubting yourself or not feeling enough. What sensations in the body, emotions, feelings, thoughts are present for you when you think of that difficult situation? See if it's possible to allow what's present to be here. Take a comfortable breath or two to create a bit more space inside of yourself to be with what's happening. Many of us were not taught how to allow ourselves to acknowledge and feel our feelings. We've been conditioned to ignore or dismiss them, as they don't often feel good. What if a younger version of yourself was experiencing not feeling seen or heard? Let's see if we can be there for them now. Imagine yourself as a young child or a teenager, confused and struggling within your family or at school. How would you like to show up for this younger version of yourself, going through a difficult and challenging time? Perhaps placing a hand on their shoulder or sitting beside them. You can let them know that they don't have to go through this alone, that you're there to listen if they want to share about how they're feeling. What would you want to say to them to bring them comfort and encouragement? As you offer compassion to your younger self, what sensations, feelings, and thoughts are present for you in your body and mind? Continue to be present with your younger self. Maybe share something you love about them or remind them of their goodness. Perhaps affirm that everyone struggles with life and that it's okay to have feelings about that. And now letting that go, when you're ready, come back to your breath, to your body. Open your eyes if they've been closed. Thank you for your practice. May you be kind and gentle with yourself.
Thank you, La. You can find more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get started. And we'll be right back here on Monday with a brand new episode. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with 2 chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.